This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States has said it's sending more military assets to the Middle East, as an Israeli army spokesman said the bombardment of Gaza had been intensified in addition to strikes in Lebanon and Syria. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Concerns over the risk of a wider Middle East conflict increased on Sunday as the U.S. dispatched more military assets to the region. Medical sources in Gaza said more than 200 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel has amassed tanks and troops near Gaza's fenced border for a planned ground invasion and, according to an Israeli army spokesperson, intensified their bombardment overnight. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said Washington will send more military assets to the Middle East. It's a move in support of Israel and to strengthen the U.S. defense posture in the region.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Family members of hostages currently being held by Hamas met with Israel's president on Sunday, furthering their plea for the Israeli government to facilitate the safe and immediate return of their loved ones. Among them were the parents of 23-year-old Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin.
We're asking for everybody around the world, Sari Chutz, foreign ministers from the 30 countries where there are hostages, to scream, let in the medical care.
Israel has confirmed 212 people are being held hostage in Gaza. The United States warned Iran or its allies against any escalation in the wake of Israel's war with Hamas. Two top U.S. officials said Sunday, hours after the Pentagon moved to step up military readiness in the region. With tensions mounting, Washington also announced Sunday it had ordered non-emergency staff to leave its embassy in Iraq. This